This is CliffCentral.com.
Evolution.
CliffCentral.com.
It's Wednesday and it's the football show, a show about football, sex, drugs, alcohol, a whole lot of things that I have no idea about, but I'm just going to be talking about them today. What's happened? What's up, Durag?
Can you hear me, South Africa?
Yes, South Africa can hear you.
South Africa, take that, take that.
Yeah,
take
yeah.
that.
Yeah. Take that, take that, take that, take that, take that. Top of the dome?
Shiniwam.
No.
Shiniwam. Shiniwam.
Are you crazy? Anyway, this is a very, very sad. Maybe we should even cut the music.
Yeah, no, cut the music.
Cut the music, fam. All right. This is a very sad day here on
very
the football
sad.
Show. We are here to bid farewell to a very beloved member of the team.
Yes,
a lady whose yellowness brought so much joy to all of us and
all of us.
Illuminated these here.
Illuminated our Twitter account.
Illuminated our Twitter account.
All those creeps threatening to send her DMs.
And dick pics.
And dick pics.
And we just want to say we love you. We're going to miss you.
Miss you so much.
We actually had, I actually had like something written down for her, like an entire ode to the godmother of all things yellow. And I intend to read it to the nation. Wow, did I say the nation? I feel like...
No. This is a big occasion.
Okay.
To the nation.
All right. Let me read it out.
Okay.
Let me read it out. Okay.
I think we need like some somber music.
You know, I'm looking for some music on the quick play.
We need like some Taylor Swift or something.
Anyway.
Yes, some Vivaldi. No, but Vivaldi's not somber enough.
Anyway, I got it now.
Okay.
We start today on a very sad note.
Very sad.
On this, the 51st podcast of the football show, we say goodbye to a true stalwart.
Heartbreak.
Of the struggle against yellowbone oppression.
Yellow.
A woman who became a symbol of the struggle of yellowbones across the known galaxy and beyond.
Symbolic.
The woman whose hue of skin was so prescient, so pristine, so pure, that the sun even took after her.
Yeah.
On this day, we say goodbye to the godmother of yellow, who has been called to service in the further advancement of the cause of yellowbones across the globe.
Goodbye.
We wish her all the best in her new endeavor and want to let her know that she will always have a home here on the football show.
Yeah.
Goodbye to the godmother of yellow.
Goodbye.
Nandi Shabalala.
Nandi.
We love
Goodbye.
You.
Love you. Bye.
Oh my God. Why did she have to go?
Yes.
May I do your intro?
Yeah, you may do me.
We are told that before he met Nandi Shabalala, he did not know.
True.
He did not know. Oh, that's me. I was reading the wrong one. Did I send you the intro?
We are told that before he met the godmother of yellow, he used to spend 99% of his free time studying regional trends on water usage, efficiency, interracial porn, and football manager. But after he shook Nandi's hand and was touched by her life-altering yellowness, he realized there was more to life than Morvite, law reports, and Xhosa women. How can there be more to life than Xhosa women, man? All we know is that he is the oracle of all things football. The man who fathered your whole life, your whole style. The exemplary immigrant. Home Affairs knows his name. The one and only. The noble
Durag
Nigerian.
Jesus!
The noble Nigerian.
The noble Nigerian.
Durag Jesus.
Durag Jesus. In thank the building. You, what up, fam? What do you, fam?
Yeah, no, what's good, man?
Yeah, no.
Just paying my rent.
Just out here paying rent? We are told that before he met Nandi Shabalala, he did not exchange words with black women other than his mother because they could not comprehend
the length and breadth of the D
of his generational black wealth and excellence. And that after he met the godmother of yellow, The healing power of her Mystic Yellowbone aura moved him to open his mind to educating black women on the extent of his black privilege.
Black privilege.
All we know is that he is our king of rich man swag, the man who spends most of his spare time tweaking financial algorithms on his Bloomberg workstation. The god with the insane cardigan game, better than your father, cost your whole life. A symbol of black privilege, the god Theo Mojo.
Theo Mojo.
Who's not in the building today.
He's not in the building because he's...
he's tweaking.
In a meeting with some Chinese funders. Yeah. They're trying to build a sub-Atlantic highway.
Sub-Atlantic highway.
You know, you could just drive...
to the States.
You could just drive to your Twitter follower. You don't need to fly her out anymore.
Wow.
Yeah, so with some Chinese funders. Shout out.
Do you want to do me?
No. Okay. You're not as cute as you used to be, man.
I'm cuter now.
No, you haven't grown into your face. You've grown out.
What? What do you mean I haven't grown into my face?
You peaked facially in varsity.
I peaked in what?
You peaked in varsity, man. Anyways, we are told that before he met Nandi Shabalala, he did not know what it was like to have sex with one person at the same time.
Factual.
But after being in her presence and bathing in the rejuvenating power of her yellow tears, he married her best friend and has since found love in a hopeless and dark place.
Yes.
But you're not even wearing your ring.
Leave me.
All we know is that I just had to well actually you, man.
Well actually.
All we know is he is the erstwhile stripper whisperer, the erstwhile multilingual cunnilinguist. The man who spends his spare time tweeting Led Zeppelin lyrics. The pretentious god. Comrade Question.
The pretentious god in the building. Oh, yeah, thank you. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Thank you.
No, but seriously, man, you peaked facially in varsity.
What do you mean I peaked facially in varsity? I look like...
No. You look old now. You've lived too hard.
Is that so? Yeah. Fuck you. Yeah. No, all right. We are told that before he met Nandi Shabalala, he used to keep at least 217 women on rotation. And after that... After he supplicated on her medicinal yellow bone sweat.
LLB!
He abandoned his childish ways and fulfilled his true calling of being the only hipster with impeccable personal hygiene and amazing 1980s members only type leather jackets. All we know is that he is our in-house hipster, the only man who knew about Riyad Mahrez and N'Golo Kanté in 2011, the god João Matthews.
The man whose fade has been submitted as an entry into one of the 7 modern wonders of the world. A.K.A. Fade Matthews.
A.K.A. Throw Away Matthews. Yes. A.K.A. Eat Your Baby Mama Out.
A.K.A. Snapchat Me That.
Snapchat Me That. A.K.A. Yeah. All right. Okay, cool. As usual, you guys can get in touch with us by tweeting us using the hashtag TheFootballShow. Or you can tweet us directly at on our handle, which is
no
at FootballShowCC.
No dick pics. No nudes.
No nudes are welcome.
No, you're married.
Yes. But I mean, it's for research. For the people.
You don't need research. You finish.
Or they can call us on 0861-555-189. Alternatively, you can like our Facebook page, which is The Football Show, football with a PH. Or another alternative is that you can just follow us on Periscope, where we do nothing.
We do nothing. We do.
But it's ironic. It's supposed to. It's ironic.
It's ironic because we're ironic. Hipster.
Because we're hipster like that. And our theme of, I mean, our ground rules. Durag Jesus, you wanna?
Continuing on with our somber theme for the week. We remember the 43 people who died 15 years ago tragically at Ellis Park as a result of a stampede during the match between Kaizer Chiefs and Orlando Pirates.
May they rest in peace, man.
And the positive outcome from that terrible experience is that stadium safety in Mzansi has improved tremendously, and we're not going to see a repeat of such an occurrence. I'm hopeful.
True that. Let's hope so as well. All right, let's do kickoff news, results, and maybe some transfers. Let's start off with Liverpool 4, Stoke City 1.
No
who
one
cares
about Liverpool?
Okay.
Okay, I have a confession. I didn't watch any football this weekend.
Why?
I was out in Maboneng with the Bay. With the Bay.
You were out in Maboneng with the Bay.
With the Bay. It was so dope. Until
Did you just say dope?
Yes, until it looked like it was about to rain, and then we were just like, guys, can we go back to the north, please?
Did you see some young girls' bellies?
No, I didn't. I only have eyes for one woman.
Aww, that's so sweet. Very sweet. Spurs 3, Man United 0.
I didn't watch it.
A brilliant Spurs pick apart Man United.
All I know is that Damian, Van Gaal, and who else seem to be getting the bulk of the blame. Apparently, Damian All three goals were conceded from errors on his flank.
No, I don't think so. The Eric Lamela goal. Oh, yes, you're actually right, because it came from the right, and then, you're right.
So, you know, it's surprising because he started off the season so well, and since then he's just... I think since Sanchez ate his
Embarrassed him.
I think since Sanchez ate his lunch, he's been quite awful.
Okay, but so Spurs 3-0, they are now what? 5 points still? Or is it 7 points? Is it 7 or 5?
7.
7 points, but with 5 games to go. Are they realistically the only people who can challenge Leicester City?
Yes.
Till, and it's 5 games left here.
Yes.
Do you think they
fitter,
can do it?
Fitter, more defensively sound, more energetic than every other team in the Premier League other than Leicester.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you think they can do it? You think they can catch Leicester? And
no, I don't think they can. I'm just saying that
they're... Come on, Leicester have West Ham, they've got Chelsea, they've got United.
This is Leicester. What do you mean they have United? Are you mad? Have you not been in 2015, 2016? Don't ever bring up United as a credible threat to anyone, man.
Okay, they've got West Ham and Chelsea.
Yeah, so?
They need to win. How
many? They'll beat West Ham.
Which is this weekend.
They'll beat Chelsea.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, cool. So what next for Man United, man?
Europa League. That's what's next. What do you mean what's next? We need to just fire the coach. Not because he's been horrific or anything, but I think at this point we just need new ideas. And we need a manager who's not going to treat United like his personal laboratory.
Yeah.
You know, it's...
But speaking of which, what's his name? Zlatan came out and said he'll only come to United if Van Gaal leaves. How true is that?
Fuck Zlatan. Who wants Zlatan?
Is what? He's going to be 36 next season?
Yes.
Yeah.
What are we doing with Zlatan? In the Premier League? Nah.
Yeah.
Nah, he must go to the MLS.
And retire gracefully.
And retire gracefully. Or go to Qatar and make that guap.
All right. Sunderland 0, Leicester City 2. The racist with the beautiful brace. That was a good brace.
Jamie Vardy.
I think it's fair to say that they're the champions.
I think it's fair to say that racists prosper. Yeah.
Yeah. No. Easily. Racists prosper. We've known this for a while.
Yeah.
Racists prosper, and no need to look any further in the Premiership than Jamie Vardy.
Yep.
Actually, Rio Ferdinand got in trouble for that, for calling him a racist or something. I saw it.
Rio Ferdinand always gets in trouble for actually telling the truth about racism.
Yeah. Let me just look
at how the incident with Terry went. He was dropped, you know, while Terry actually got to represent England a few more times, despite being the racist teammate, wife shagging piece of shit.
Whose parents are... The mother is like a... Who's a kleptomaniac? The mother is like a pickpocket, isn't it? And the father... John Terry.
His mom is a pickpocket.
Yes, and his dad is like a drug addict.
Wealth.
Yeah, wealth. What a family. And he's a racist. And
guys,
he shags...
the dinner time stories must have been fire.
They must have been so fire. So, you know, we're always here every week and thinking Leicester City are going to slip up. Well, at least I am. As... a resentful Arsenal fan.
You guys might drop out the top four if you're not careful.
As it goes, as it seems right now, yeah.
If we win our game in hand, because you guys are on 33, we're on 32.
No, we're on 32 as well.
So who's on 33? Leicester and Tottenham.
Leicester and Tottenham only.
Okay.
Leicester and Tottenham
only. We're only, what, 9 points behind you?
Yeah, but I mean, come on. This is United. This is United.
Yeah, true. Yeah. This is,
So, no one can catch Leicester City.
Yeah.
Then we move
they're assured of Champions League qualification.
Yeah. Man City 2, West Brom 1. Man City pick up a valuable 3 points against the lackluster Baggies. Are City finding form at the right time?
Who cares? You know, I'm so disillusioned with football.
I can see that, right? Like, we do a football show. You know that, right?
Fuck that!
Yeah, we do like
I came here because of United. I fell in love with the game because of United. I'm falling out. Because Van Gaal is a piece of shit. How do you play Ashley Young up front as the main striker?
But come on, in that season when Van Persie was
Shut
banging,
up!
When Van
Shut
Persie
up!
Was banging goals,
Shut
how
up!
Good was Ashley Young
up!
Then? Come
was
on,
not the striker then. Shut up.
He was playing a wild left wing, like a
exactly. So why didn't he just move Martial into the middle and like a normal human being? Why does he always have to be a fucking excuse my French? Why does he always have to be someone who is determined to show the world he thinks outside of the box? You
know, sometimes there's no box.
There's no box. Or sometimes stick in the box. The box is where the wetness is. Fuck.
Oh, stick in the box,
yeah.
Louis Van Gaal. But Man City, I think they're finding form at the right time.
No, I don't think so.
I think so.
I don't think so.
They're just like steadily racking up the points
now.
I
don't think so. the Champions League made Otamendi and Mangala look better than they actually are, because at that type of tempo, that type of pace, that type of control, it's easier for them to mask their mistakes and easier for them to recover when they do make errors.
You don't,
as opposed to the Premier League, which has such a high tempo that you make one mistake,
you're punished.
Not even that. You make a mistake, you get away with it. But your confidence, you're on edge, and you don't have a chance to recover because attacks are coming in waves. Everything is so breathless, so you don't get a chance to actually recover that confidence, and you keep making mistakes. And that's why Otamendi and Mangala have had the seasons they've had. The seasons they've had.
Let's go to Southampton 3, Newcastle United 1.
I think also with Yaya Toure's sudden demotion by Pellegrini, there's going to be some dressing room issues there. I see it.
Why? Because is he a leader Yaya in the dressing room?
Yes.
Okay. Who do you think are the Yaya-ite in the Man City?
Zabaleta, Silva.
Aguero maybe?
His close friends in the dressing room, Zabaleta, Silva, Hart. And company.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right. Southampton 3.
So the main spine, basically.
Can I finish now? Southampton 3. You can't. Newcastle United 1.
Who cares about Newcastle?
Benitez! Hello! Benitez is there.
Fuck Benitez.
He's a chef.
Fuck that Spanish waiter, man.
Wow.
The only top class manager with a beard, with a goatee. And ever since he grew that goatee, he's been trash. He won the Champions League when he was clean shaven.
Yeah, it was clean shaven.
Just like how you can't have an American president with a beard. Once you have a goatee, you become an absent dad immediately.
Immediately. This is why I'm clean shaven.
Yeah, but you're not a dad.
Look at you.
I'm not a dad either.
Yeah, but you.
I don't have a goatee either.
Yeah, but you've got something, got a horseshoe thing. Whatever you got going on there.
Don't be jealous because you can't grow facial hair.
I can grow facial hair.
Where have you ever
had? I've got more facial hair than you.
Where have you ever had
facial
hair?
What are you talking about? Get away from.
Don't
bastard.
Make me call Home Affairs.
Yeah, I don't want to get deported.
Yeah.
Anyway.
Apparently, scared of deportation dick is like.
Hmm? What?
Like guys who are scared of deportation, apparently they give the best sex. I saw this. Joao was tweeting about this yesterday. Apparently, guys. Apparently, the worst type of sex is the best type of sex is. Oh my God! There might be a surprise raid by Home Affairs. Let's do this.
Righty and Randberg.
Scared of deportation, dick. Stay away from me. It's apparently even
it's
worse.
It's addictive.
It's worse than unemployed dick.
Oh my God! So scared of deportation, dick is worse than unemployed. Dick.
Yeah,
that's another factual thing you've just learned from the football show. Yeah. We're here for you.
We're here for you.
Yeah, we're here for you. Swansea City 1, Chelsea 0. Sigurdsson, whatever his name is.
We don't care.
How is he? He's a weird number 10 though.
He's a good player, decent player. Got an eye for goal.
Yeah, just he does.
Not spectacular. He does. He's not someone that gets the pulse racing, man.
It's Chelsea's first loss under Gus Hiddink.
In the league.
And how do you think that's going to affect them?
Who gives a fuck? Sorry, Chelsea's.
It's a football show.
Chelsea is in purgatory right now, Ben. Yeah. It doesn't matter. They could lose the next 5 games, wouldn't be relegated. They could win the next 5 games, not get into Europe. So no one gives a shit.
You're right. If they win the next 5 games, they might make it into Europe.
No, they won't.
Come on.
They
please,
won't.
Come on.
They
please.
Can't. They can't.
Aren't they 8th or something?
No. They're in limbo. They're 10th or 11th.
Okay. Did the Conte announcement have a negative impact? Do you think it was too soon?
Nah.
But what? Okay, you're the one. You're the tactics man. What do you think Conte is going to bring to Chelsea? What's going to change
match
the way
fixing.
They play?
That's what it's going to bring.
Oh wow!
More efficient
match fixing
that will only be discovered years later. And you will only get a stadium ban for it.
Oh wow!
Yeah. No, he'll bring match fixing, intensity, tactical flexibility. And also he'll make them fitter.
Really?
Fitter, hungrier, more motivated.
Is he known for like playing a necessarily attacking style? Like, I mean, he's the other side with Pirlo.
Yes.
But you know, like how
breathless. He's basically from the same school as the Klopps, the Tuchels, the Guardiola. It's a breathless, pressing,
relentless,
stay on the front foot type of game. Yeah.
Okay. But you know, like how coaches always have certain players that they want. You know, Guardiola will move with Thiago or whatever. Who do you think is going to be
Bonucci?
Bonucci. He's going to bring him to Chelsea.
Yeah.
Okay.
Or he'll try at least, Bonucci.
All right. Then we move on
You know, Bonucci is actually one of the most underrated defenders in world football. That guy stopped. Do you remember when he was robbed and he actually caught the. He was robbed at gunpoint and he caught the guy, disarmed him, took back the rollie, and was like, don't ever fuck with the swag god.
Don't ever fuck with the swag god.
No, no. Right? Like this, facts. Mm-hmm. Factual.
So he's a swag god.
Yeah.
West Ham 3, Arsenal 3. The less said about that game, the better.
I saw the goals. No, explain. Arsenal, what's wrong with you guys?
Like, mentality.
What is happening there? Explain.
It's mentality, and I'll tell you what it is.
Tell me. You shed your Arsenal tears.
I shed them already. I shed them already.
Shed more.
I think more than anything, it's just about a manager who's... To say Arsene Wenger is tactically inept is also not correct. He's a very smart tactical manager when he needs to be. But I think in terms of his strategic tactics, they need to be more adaptable.
Wow, strategic tactics.
Yes.
Is there such a thing?
Yeah. You know, I know it's like an oxymoron.
Just came up with it.
It's an oxymoron. Okay. Top of the dome!
Top of the dome!
In you financial know, shape!
Don't worry.
Vocabulary
don't worry.
Shape.
When they came up with tiki-taka, people laughed too.
Yeah.
Don't worry. So
strategic tactics. Yeah.
Strategic tactics. I hear you.
Thank you.
It's but tactical?
It's tactical, but it's long-term.
Long-term.
Exactly.
I feel you.
Yeah. Tactical! But long term,
the corridor of uncertainty.
Exactly. So he needs to find a way of like tweaking that, you know, because you can't say you're doing a good job as a manager. Like Osblock said it correctly the one time. He says no one doubts the quantity of work that Arsene Wenger does. You know, you'll always find players saying, "No, Arsene Wenger eats, sleeps football." We don't doubt the quantity, but I think now the problem is with the quality of the work that he's doing. You know, you can sleep and watch football for 24 hours, but if it's bringing the same results, you're definitely not doing right somewhere. He's got the players, you're right
about mentality. Arsenal players need to stop listening to Zayn Malik and One Direction. Firstly, get yourself
go back to Wu-Tang, get yourself some trap.
I mean, you know,
Theo Walcott listening to you. But that's why he's not starting. That's why Alex Iwobi has taken his place.
Alex Iwobi, swag king.
Swag king.
Talent.
Nigerian descendant.
You know, Nigerian body.
What? Nigerian body. Probably got long dick. Nigeria. Fuck up in that.
What a time
to be Alex Iwobi.
Yes, what a time. No, I'm so impressed by that guy. He really looks like the real
deal. He's the real deal. He's like a Schleb who wants to score. Yes. He's like a Schleb.
Okay, but not as good. A dribbler.
Technically a slave. Yeah, no, but guys, Slave was like...
No, my God.
My God, that close control. Like a baby's bottom, like so close, like so smooth. Yes, yeah, smoothie.
No. It was like sliding into DMs and leaving with sex. Yeah, very smooth.
You killed it.
How?
That's it. You nailed it.
Nailed it, yeah. Mm-hmm. Very smooth. Thank you.
Now, there's some... You know, I was actually thinking about it the other day. West Ham have gone up in the league before their stadium move. They're moving into a new stadium next season, into the Olympic Stadium or whatever, which I think is a 60,000-seater stadium.
What's the significance, please? I'm waiting to see.
More money!
What's your point?
More gate takings.
Okay.
Yeah, and add the TV money on top of that. Are we sleeping on a team that could potentially be a giant next season?
All the London clubs...
Can they break into the top four?
All the London clubs are going to be huge going forward.
Crystal Palace?
All the London clubs are going to be huge. They're all well-funded. All... in London. That's the most important.
They can charge
London prices for tickets, more gate takings, good managers, good recruitment. They're going to be a problem.
So do you think that West Ham have a shot of making it into the top four next season?
Yes.
Really?
Yes.
At whose expense? Arsenal?
Leicester.
Oh yeah, but do you think Leicester can repeat what they've done this season?
I take that back. Mm-hmm. Unless Leicester's owners put their money where their mouth is and they say, okay, you know what? We're not going to be like previous minnows who've made it in this Champions League, like the Real Sociedad, and try to do it with this small squad.
We're going to bolster it. Mm-hmm.
And if they spend, they go out there, they recruit wisely.
Yeah.
Stick to their template, which is perfect for Europe.
I mean, to their credit, they've done well in terms of recruitment anyway. Yeah.
Stick to their template, which is good for Europe, and they will. Hey, it's the Ghanaian bastard. Yao Kodwa Ajekum. Arsenal should have won the league this year, to be honest, considering Manchester United and Chelsea flopped this season. This should have been Arsenal's season. We've been saying that since 2005, guy.
We said that in 2007, 2008. We said that in 2012, 2013. We're tired.
Arsenal is cursed. You know what? Maybe Wenger should have attended that battle in Accra between the bishop.
The bishop, the spirit, and the healer.
And the healer
who never showed up.
The traditional healer. Maybe he should have attended that, and maybe the curse on Arsenal would be broken. What do you think?
I think he's got blood on his hands. I mean,
Arsene Wenger.
Yes, there's that Kenyan guy who killed himself. When was it? The Champions League quarterfinal.
Lots of blood.
He's got so many Arsenal fans. Yeah, he's got lots of blood. It's just bad karma.
Arsenal won't.
Yeah, there's all these deaths on Arsene Wenger's hands.
Now,
Africa has cursed you.
Yeah,
bastard. Yeah. Now we go to the log. So that's Leicester City on 72 points, Spurs 65. Arsenal and City 59 and 57 respectively, both having played 32 games. And at the bottom, we have Norwich City with 31, who are in 16th, I think. Sunderland on 27. Newcastle 25. Aston Villa on 16. 16 points. Divide that by 33. That's 0 point something a game.
That is shocking.
16.
Isn't that one of the worst performances?
That has to be one of the worst.
How bad was Derby County?
In 2007?
Yeah.
I do not remember.
Maybe they should be up there with...
No, but they should... Arsenal
I mean, Aston Villa might... This might be the worst performance in the history
of the Premier League. Yeah, since 92. This just might be it. Yeah. Anyway, we'll move on to La Liga.
La Liga.
Valencia 2, Sevilla 1. Post-Neville Renaissance begins.
Nah.
Who's the coach anyway? Who's the caretaker?
Paco Ayestarán. The one who was appointed as the assistant manager and then conveniently took his job. Paco Ayestarán has a good reputation. Was at Valencia before.
Yeah.
With Benitez, moved to Liverpool with Benitez.
Or was he? Really?
Liverpool, yeah.
Did he win the Champions League with Benitez? Yeah. Oh, is it?
Yeah.
So where was this guy second?
I don't know.
He
was an eternal bridesmaid, basically. Mm, yeah. Mm. But now he's been given a shot, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. Well, he started off well with a 2-1 win over Sevilla.
No one cares about Valencia, man. No one cares about football. Fuck football.
Who hurt you?
I'm hurt, man.
Who hurt you?
There are things in life. You know, rent.
Debit orders.
You know, debit orders.
But are they still going off
child
now?
Child support. No. My debit orders end by the second. But still.
All right. Real Sociedad 1, Barcelona 0.
Who cares about football?
You know what, Durek?
Shut
the fuck up.
Yeah, no. But actually, that wasn't so unexpected. Because when was the last time Real Madrid won at the Anoeta?
No, this is Barcelona, Real Sociedad.
Barcelona. When last did Barcelona win at the Anoeta?
Oh, they lost last year with Messi again, when Messi was on the bench
in January. They've only won 4 games in the last 19.
At the Anoeta?
No, against Real Madrid. I mean, Real Sociedad in general.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. That is an interesting stat. Yeah. So, but the gap is now down to 3 points.
Exactly. La Liga comes alive.
But it's 5 games. Is it 4 even?
This guy, are you mad? You don't know the meaning of 3 points.
You guys should see Durek Jesus' face right now.
Just one mistake. And I'm hoping Messi continues to
not
play
scoring.
Shit.
Yeah.
Yes. I think now that the focus on doping has intensified.
Mm.
They've stopped administering their weekly shots of super steroids to the Barcelona players.
It's obviously
Jordi Alba can't sprint anymore with the same intensity in the 90th minute as he could in the first.
Mm.
So,
but did you see him getting like burnt by Bellerin, in the Arsenal match?
Because the doping
is over. I think people should just follow Arsene Wenger's method of doping, which never really works anyway. and then we go to Espanyol 1, Atletico Madrid 3. So Atletico, they close the gap.
Griezmann scored for the sixth consecutive game.
Griezmann scored again. Real Madrid 4, Eibar 0. Eibar is the stadium that you guys were talking about, saying it's 8,000 seater.
They
can't even fill that up.
Tiny.
Even when Madrid are in town. So the log looks as follows. Barcelona on top with 76 points. Atletico 73. Real Madrid 72. It's all of a Sunday. It's alive, ne?
All of a sudden.
All of a Sunday. Any given Sunday. Anyway, let's go to the Champions.
The Champions.
The Champions.
The Champions.
Oh, yeah. Oh, well done.
Yeah.
I've
stood in front of my TV with my hand over my freaking chest, over my heart, singing along,
Okay, but before we go to the Champions League, we're gonna play a clip. You know those Arsenal TV clips from the fans?
Funniest.
Duncan, where are you gonna play it from?
There's nothing like swimming.
All right.
There's nothing like swimming in Arsenal fan tears.
Nothing like swimming in Arsenal tears. Is that what
Arsenal
you said?
Arsenal fan tears. Our producer keeps interrupting me.
Yeah, he keeps interrupting
must
us.
Must not like his job.
Yeah. Must like being fired. Is this a, can you fire your producer?
Yeah, you can.
Okay.
I like the other one better.
The lady one?
Yeah.
Yeah, I also like her. She's nice. Not this
much
guy.
Much nicer than Duncan.
She doesn't wear Uzi.
that's the first step.
She doesn't wear Uzi.
You know?
Anyway, let's go to our Champions League. Real Madrid come back from the gasp of elimination to give Wolfsburg a 3-0 anal thrashing. Ronaldo to the rescue as he inspires Real comeback with an unbelievable hat-trick. Durek?
Yes. 43, or is it 42? 42 goals in the Champions League in the last 3 years. Arsenal, 41 goals.
Fuck you.
Cristiano, by himself,
has
scored more goals than Arsenal. Since September 2013 in the Champions League.
So what?
He's just a god. He's the greatest player of all time. Do you understand that? The greatest player of all time.
Last night I was watching the game, they started referring to him as the great Cristiano Ronaldo. The great Cristiano Ronaldo. Yes.
Did you see that man stepping on that pitch with a sense of destiny, bro? Like, you could hear the theme music swirling around him every time he touched the ball.
Yes.
If I could score that game, if I could,
you
like,
could
do
hear
the soundtrack.
Angel singing.
Bruh.
The archangel had his trumpet and he was
going, I could see tendrils. I could see gold tendrils extending from him as, like Goku when he goes Super Saiyan. I could see...
Like Naruto, when he's in Sage mode.
Who watches Naruto, man? Grow up.
I watch Naruto.
Grow up.
Your face must grow up.
Anyways, all I'm saying is Cristiano looked like a man who had a date with a fucking Champions League final. All
right, let's hear this clip. This is Arsenal fans, and I think it's Ty and the other guy arguing on Arsenal TV.
This guy, you're just interrupting me anyhow.
Sorry. Arsenal fan TV, Ty, don't worry about him. Don't worry about that mob there in the back. I've got your back, yeah? I've got your back. I'll sort him out for you.
I don't mind about it. Listen, we're all fans together. We all want to win. We've just got different opinions, that's all.
2-0 up, playing some brilliant, fantastic. I thought, today. It was Barcelona-esque. When we went 2-0 up, we were dominating. We were moving that ball about. I was like, where's this been all season? It's brilliant stuff. Yeah. Get 2-0 in front, thinking to ourselves, a great 3 points.
Yeah.
Going to have to make the other two sweat tomorrow.
Yes.
And then we go and throw it away.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't know what I can really say. I'm just as shocked as everyone. I thought 2-0 up. I thought that should have been the end of the game. But unfortunately, we conceded 3 goals. Managed to get one back. Could have won it, but, you know, unfortunately, a draw's not enough. So
that the league gone, would you say now?
Yeah. you know how positive I mean. Yeah, it is gone now. And we have to face up to the facts. Other people might have said they faced up before that. Leicester City are going to win it now.
Mm. So if Leicester go on, or Tottenham go on and win it, you know, and these guys, you know them two behind me, they're adamant that should be it for the manager. I mean, how did...
No. Of course not. What he's done, like I said, I can't say a bad word about him. Everyone makes mistakes, but what he's done, I cannot... I still want him to stay. We're going to have to just do better next season. I saw you... Fantastically.
It's time to go.
It's
time to go.
Don't interrupt me.
I will interrupt.
Don't interrupt me.
I will interrupt you because
you've got a sore voice.
It's time to go.
Don't interrupt. Look at you. You can't even speak.
It's time to go.
You can't even speak. So don't interrupt
me. And even when I can't speak, I speak more sense than you fucking ever do.
What are you swearing for? What are you swearing for?
It's time to go.
What are you swearing for?
Get it out of your fucking head.
What are you swearing for?
Listen.
We're not delaying it any longer.
Am I the enemy now?
Hold on. Let me ask you guys.
He's finished.
You're finished by the sound of your voice. What are you talking about? Timing our rubbish, man.
All right, listen. Hold on. One second.
No, don't say excuse me. Why didn't you say that before you interrupted me?
Excuse me.
No, don't say excuse me. You could talk to me afterwards. I'm doing my interview. As I was saying, Rob.
This is a fan.
Did I interrupt your interview?
This is a fan.
Did I interrupt your interview?
This is a fan channel.
Did I interrupt your interview? Did I stop swearing?
To talk sense.
Did I swear?
We had to turn off the mic because we're laughing.
Hold on, I'm
the Nigerian accent came out there.
Nah, he first had the, you know, British Londoner swag.
Do not interrupt me.
There's like, eh! Josie, excuse me. Oh, it's just typical Niger. Whenever there's beef on the line, your Niger accent comes out, because in most places, a Nigerian accent works better than a bulletproof vest. No, I'm not even joking. Whenever shit is thick, whenever I
bring out your Nigerian accent,
the CBD, and I'm seeing some unscrupulous characters trying to like look at my shoes.
Yeah,
I just bring out that scene like, my boy, what's in the happen? And then they just, you see them, they're like, okay,
what's in the happen, my
let's
boy?
Let's not fuck with the Nigerian.
Hey, my boy, just and say that again, my boy.
What's in the happen now?
Yeah,
my boy. Mm-hmm. Oh my boy, what's in the happen? Like, you know, once the accent comes out, yeah,
it's on now.
It's on. It's like a bulletproof vest.
We're talking about the God.
The God.
Cristiano Ronaldo.
Cristiano Ronaldo, greatest.
The greatest player of all time.
Most beautiful player
of all
time.
Most shapely human being.
Yes.
In existence.
Yep.
Yeah.
Yep.
He doesn't do drugs. He doesn't have tattoos.
Do drugs. No tattoos.
He pays his taxes.
Can I tell you something? He won a court case against the Daily Mirror after a story where they claimed he was drinking in a nightclub heavily.
Really?
He won. He won his court case. Won damages. Libel damages. That's how
Zandy
great he is.
Zandy Sile says, Durag, would you like to read this man's tweet?
Is that a man? Zandy Sile?
Is it a man? It is a man. Buti.
Askis Buti. Sorry. Your name is... I've not met many men with that name. Okay? Zandy Sile Mseleni says, bloody Real Madrid and Ronaldo dick licking. I also feel like Durag. I'm done with football. Arsenal killed me. Askis, Papa. But what do you mean Arsenal killed you? You go through this every season.
Leave me.
Every season. You should be used to it by now. Like, the
in
only
fact,
way.
Do you know when Arsenal's slump started?
What?
When you jinxed us. You were sitting over there and you're like, you know,
but
I feel like
that was the plan.
Yeah, you fucking jinxer.
That was the plan.
You're Nigerian juju.
Of course.
Fuck.
It works.
It works. Man City 1, PSG 0. Kevin De Bruyne.
I predicted it.
No, but we predicted it. Theo was the one saying that they're going to lose.
I predict. No, don't. We don't jump on my wave.
I'm not jumping on my wave.
Riding with the wave, get you killed quick. Don't jump on my wave,
no,
man.
But remember,
I was the only soothsayer in this
no,
building.
You weren't. I even said 2-0 to Man City.
Shut up.
Oh, you shut up your face.
Wow.
Bastard.
This is why whenever there's like some hot musician, you jump on his wave. You always
this
jump
is
on
why,
waves.
This is why
stop
we have podcasts. I played for
on
you.
On my wave.
Okay, here.
Yes.
If I play it for you,
uh-huh,
and it turns out that I said Man City are going to win 2-0.
It would be further evidence of you jumping on my wave.
It wasn't
I said
your
it first.
Wave. It wasn't
because I
your
said
wave.
It first.
No, you didn't
stop
say it first.
Riding. Wait. Stay off my coattails, bitch.
Get away.
Stay off my coattails, bitch.
You didn't say it first.
I did.
Ah,
I did.
Come on,
I did.
Man. Fam. This guy is unbelievable.
No, seriously. Just
I cannot believe
like,
this.
Like, think your own thoughts.
No,
man.
You think your own thoughts. I thought about that. I haven't said it.
Think your own thoughts. Like, you can even use your own clapback. You're like, no, you think your own thoughts. Oh. Wow, you just proved my point.
Durag Jesus.
Okay, yes.
I will use your real name here.
No, please
you
don't.
You bastard.
Wow. Some wild animal on the TL. Wow. So I tweeted, nothing better than swimming in Arsenal fan tears. And this person responds with, but you can't even swim though. Why are you ruining good slander with facts? Why are you spoiling good slander
with
facts?
Why? Huh? Can
Foolish.
You not swim?
No, I can't swim.
What?
Yep. Even when I go to the gym, I have like those inflatable devices. Yeah.
Oh, shame.
Yeah.
Anyway, Man City won. Kevin De Bruyne.
Yeah.
He's proving his
the
worth
greatest
as a
red-haired footballer in the history of football.
Do you think Chelsea need a player like him?
Wait, is ginger derogatory? Can you say, is that derogatory?
But they say that all the time in England.
No.
It seems okay.
But England, they say nigger and wogs.
Yeah.
To refer to black people and Arabs all the time.
Yeah.
So let's not use England.
as a standard.
Is it, I just want to know if ginger's
I think ginger's okay.
Are you ginger?
No, but I have ginger friends. I call them gingers.
Just because you're ginger friends in trying to fit into your social circle allow you to say ginger doesn't mean it's all right.
I have
do we have
friends.
any red-haired people in Cliff Central today?
No, we don't.
Let's see. Anyone from Auto Central?
No
red hairs.
Yeah,
Neil?
Redhead. Neil is not redhead.
Neil is not a redhead.
What do they call a brunette or brown?
Cat?
I don't know. Nope, no
redhead. Sia Sangweni?
Sia, those are black people.
Yeah, and your point is what?
Duncan's a ginger.
Yes.
Yes.
A redhead.
With all that Uzi.
with all that
that energy. He wears. Anyway,
Kevin De Bruyne. How Kevin did he De Bruyne. Get such power and accuracy with such little backlift?
I don't know. He's maybe just a good.
He's a very good player.
Yeah. He's really very, just. Yeah. Why would Mourinho sell him?
Well, at the time, the Chelsea team didn't need him.
And they need him now.
No, but you see, that's the thing, guys.
But isn't that what a manager does?
No.
A manager is supposed to say,
"That's not
okay,
how it works." No. That's not how it works.
How
that's
does
not
it
how
it works. You play football manager. You play football manager.
If you have a player, right, at a certain level,
yeah,
agitating to play in the first team,
And he's not there yet,
because the people ahead of him are better or doing good work already.
Yeah,
there's only so long you can keep him on the bench. There's only so long.
Okay.
After a while, you have to just move him on.
Okay, then loan him out. Don't sell him.
He didn't want to be loaned out.
Hmm.
Look at the Gerard Piqué situation.
Yeah.
Piqué is now one of the world's best defenders.
Yeah, of all time.
Of all time.
Yeah.
But at the time he was sold. At the time he was sold. No, chill. At the time he was sold.
He's won everything.
Chill. At the time he was sold, Rio and Vidic were better.
Mm-hmm.
You know, and he was at a stage where he couldn't be made to sit on the bench any much longer because it would probably just stunt his growth.
Stunt. So did you see that? I said that word first and you followed me. Stunt. Yeah. Okay.
Dude.
Yeah.
Because you're so adept at riding waves that even before I come up with my original thoughts, you're already like...
Keep going.
You're like designer. I'm future.
I got bros in Atlanta, fam. And I'm from New York. I even got bros in Atlanta. Anyway, yes.
I should go to Atlanta soon.
Magic City?
To cope with my heartbreak over this Man United season, I started watching reality shows. Bruh, I watched Love and Hip Hop Atlanta.
With like Stevie.
Jocelyn. I watched that shit religiously. You don't understand. It's so sad. You know, I've been through so much pain that now I'm just numb. I'm dead inside.
Actually, speaking of reality shows on TV and stuff, I had a frank discussion with the lady who produces one of these Mzansi Magic shows that people watch on Sunday night.
Mm-hmm.
And my view is that they missed a good opportunity to like really showcase black people's culture.
When?
By making fun of black people cultural practice. Not even cultural practice.
Wait, on Our Perfect Wedding.
I'm not going to say the names. Okay. Oh. But yeah, stuff like that. Let's just use that for example. I happened to mention this, and she took.
I've never watched.
She took great offense. She's like, "We're not here to educate people. We're not here to." I'm like, "Geez, fam, sorry, fam."
I don't have DSTV. That's probably the most hipster thing I've ever said.
Durag Jesus is right about KDB from Mark Mapori.
I'm always right. What do you mean? What is wet?
What is wet?
Box is wet.
Boxes are always wet. So tonight. Benfica versus what? Bayern.
Did you say boxes aren't always wet?
I said they are always wet.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay, Benfica versus Bayern.
Yes, man.
Firstly, I think if FIFA is serious about...
Doping. Mm.
Look at Bayern.
Look at Barcelona.
Mm-hmm. Atletico.
Mm-hmm.
Arsenal.
Yeah.
And Leicester. Examine those teams. If you're serious about doping in football...
What about Tottenham? What about Juve?
Juve, not so much.
PSG. No doping at PSG.
No, because they're not demonstrably fitter than every other
But
team.
They are 20 odd points
ahead. That's because their transfer budget is bigger than the rest of the league combined. Fam.
Okay, all right. Benfica and Bayern, your prediction? Benfica at home, by the way.
I want to say Benfica, but Bayern will win.
Okay.
3-1.
Atletico at Barcelona?
Whew.
It's a tough one for Barca, eh?
It's a tough one because now we have racists against dopers.
Dopers, yeah.
So, but racists always prosper. But
we've also got dopers against dopers.
No, but Barcelona is a racist doping team.
Dope, exactly. They are racist and they dope. Yes.
So they have the double advantage.
Yeah, double
okay,
advantage.
So I think
and they dodge taxes. And they do child trafficking.
So basically it's just...
It's 4-1.
It's just a web of crime.
A web of crime.
It's just a web of crime. So Luis Enrique is Peter Parker of the crime syndicates.
Exactly.
Okay.
I just remember that, you know that Malevin clip? Me, I do crime.
You have to say like, crime.
Open, you open micro oven.
No.
I put baby inside.
No.
You won't give me.
You're doing it so badly.
Your face is doing, so why are you always bad. Like trying to kill my swag, fam?
What swag? Sorry, man.
Black Aces versus
I love you, man. I was trying to bond with Comrade Question last week, and it was so bad. Wow.
What, outside?
Yes. I was like, dude, I'm going through a tough time. He's like, my Uber's here. Wow.
No, but the Uber was here. Wow, the Uber was here.
Yeah, no, my Uber's here. I'm like, but dude, I'm trying to confide in you. I'm vulnerable right now.
He's
like,
are you having a better time
then
now?
Then he's like, nah, I don't do that kind of stuff. And then he hops in his Uber and drives off, man. Like,
I still love you, fam.
No. Keep your love.
All right. So Atletico and Barcelona, doping meets child trafficking meets doping meets tax evasion.
Child trafficking?
Yes, the ban, remember?
Oh, yes.
Yes, that's child labor.
Oh, no, Barcelona.
Barcelona is...
More than a club.
More than a club,
it's a criminal enterprise.
It's a criminal enterprise. It's the La Cosa Nostra. Fuck.
More than a club. It's a criminal enterprise.
SAPSL, Black Aces 2, Kaiser Chiefs 2. Chiefs now winless in their last 6 games. Around that stretch is back to February. I watched that game,
Steve,
unfortunately.
Compella.
And do you know, Steve Compella, he's got very nice words, but I just wish he could translate that into the way they play on the pitch. He starts talking about school fees. We've got not enough money anymore to pay school fees. You know, like how they're like, I'm paying my school fees. I don't know. Like I don't get
that metaphor.
The metaphor is, no, when you lose and you're like grinding your teeth, you're getting an education. It's an education in the league or whatever.
Oh.
So he's like, we've paid our school fees, but right now we're about to run out of money for school fees. We need to start seeing that those passes coming in the club. Now, what the fuck are you talking about?
No, bars.
No, those
bars,
aren't bars, fam.
Bars.
The team.
Bars.
They conceded in the 94th minute against Black Aces. Granted, Black Aces are placed below them in the league, but
yeah, Black Aces, good team.
With Collins Mbesuma,
they push nice whips.
They got Collins Mbesuma's got 14 goals in the league, and he's like the PSL's top goal scorer. This is embarrassing, South Africa.
This is like wait. So basically, 1, 2, 3, 4. 10 years after he was
PSL top goal scorer,
he comes back and stunts on niggas again.
It's like, who was PSL top scorer 10 years ago? Didier Drogba or whatever.
Premier League top scorer. Yeah, Drogba.
Drogba comes back 10 years later.
Has it ever been done? Like a goal scorer going like
away and getting fat
10 years with a 10 year gap between record breaking.
No, I don't think so. Where?
Nah, I don't
think so. Yeah. So only in South Africa.
Maybe Luca Toni.
From Fiorentina and then to
Hellas Verona.
Okay. All right, maybe.
Yeah. Remember when Chris Katongo left South Africa in January?
And came back.
Left South African Jan as the top goal scorer, came back at the end of the season in May to pick up his top goal scorer award. No, but the PSL has always had goal scoring problems. No,
all right, and then
we had another message from Mark Mopori, aka Triple M, aka Ponzi Scheme, aka Boss of All Bosses, aka
I don't know, Mission Impossible,
Shark Swimming with Dolphins.
Yeah,
yeah. Barcelona owns the Guptas. That's how deep it goes.
Word. More than a club. Word.
But I must just say, South Africa, do not let the Guptas become the face of private sector corruption.
Are the Rupets?
When you have people who have been allowed to stash their ill-gotten gains, their apartheid money, in Harties, in Stellenbosch, you know, all those places. So let's not make the Guptas the face of
corruption. In banks like Capitec.
Exactly. Let's not make the Guptas the face of corruption.
But isn't it hypocritical? Like, did FNB and Standard Bank and all those other...
Close all the...
No! They didn't close all those accounts.
Close what? Yeah, so...
It's rubbish.
It's rubbish. No, but anyways, they've set a precedent. Next time someone in the private sector is exposed for corruption, let's see what
those banks do.
Those banks do.
Yeah.
I mean, because the construction cartel, their bank accounts are still good, so...
Glynis Brayden still has a bank account.
Interesting.
Anyway, Super Sport United 1, Chippa United 1. No one cares. Orlando Pirates 1, Free State Stars 0.
Hey!
Nandi Shabalala was great!
Hey! In the meantime, oh!
What are you on about?
Pirates! I'm very happy for the Pirates. Love them. I've been a Pirates fan since 1995.
Just to so that when they won the Champions League?
Yes, with Williams Okpara. Mm-hmm. Because, you know,
Nigerian. The goal. Yeah, okay.
So since then, I've been a Pirates fan. Love them so much.
And then in Africa, I just like how South Africans always say, oh, no.
Up in Africa.
Up in Africa. Where do you think you are? Fuck, Jesus.
Hey, this is America.
This is America.
I saw a tweet the other day. Someone was like, I'm so glad I was born in South Africa.
Wow.
If I was born anywhere else on the African continent, I would cry every day.
Oh, wow.
Wow.
Yeah, no, look.
Oh, I remember once in varsity, some girl said, oh, I'm tired of you foreigners coming here. We're tired of being Africa's soup kitchen.
Yo.
Did you know South Africa has the world's highest number of asylum seekers?
Really?
Yeah.
That are away from this country but in other places seeking asylum?
No, no, no. Asylum seekers, as in coming to South Africa to seek asylum.
Okay. Oh, okay.
Because the constitution is so amazing.
Oh, that's dope.
Constitution brought to you by the ANC.
Yes. Ask Cyril Maposa and Kotesa. The log is as follows. Sundowns. Oh, yeah. AS Vita Club won Mamelodi Sundowns nil because they lost in Africa. Sundowns are on top of the log still with 52 points. Bidvest with 48. Amazing. Platinum Amazing. Stars with 43. Chiefs. Amazing. Chiefs.
I just love Pizzo Mosimane, man.
The raps. He's like a...
I just love that man. He is excellence.
Yeah.
Personified.
Yeah. Yeah.
He's great. Tactical.
Acumen.
His tactical acumen is above, like, the norm.
Mm-hmm.
He is incredibly insightful when he speaks. Like, you know, when Pizzo talks to journalists, when you see his press conferences, it's not this usual, no, I like the way the boys played, but nah, he will bring insights. You know, you may have been thinking you're going to go with this angle because Sundowns played this way.
Yeah.
But Pizzo comes from a completely different angle, like a thief in the night.
Like a thief in the night. Yes.
And he schools you. He's such an impressive man.
Impressive man.
Yes. Good example for South African football, man. I feel he was treated badly when he was national coach.
Yeah.
But he's good. Pedigree.
I mean,
we need him on the show. Duncan.
Duncan, please get Pizzo Mosimane on the show. Thank you.
Uncle Pizzo Mosimane
on the show, yeah. I think especially if you look at the farce that has been Sheikh Mashaba's tenure as... It's about Bafana Bafana coach. It tells you a lot about the tactical acumen of Pizzo himself.
Don't go back to an ex, man.
Don't go back to an ex. Don't go back to an ex.
You left for a reason.
All right, let's move on to the news. And Banyana Banyana qualified for the women's AFCON after a 5-0 aggregate defeat of Botswana. Well done to Janine Banyana, van Wyk and the ladies.
Yes, Janine,
yes,
our homie.
Yes.
No, Banyana is just better in every facet than Bafana.
They're like the US women's soccer team.
Yeah, they should earn more money than Bafana.
Speaking of earning more money, as you are well aware, the US women's soccer team has taken the American soccer authorities to court in search of equal pay. The women's game
They should, because
it's wildly popular.
Because the women's game actually brings in more cash than the men's game in the States.
They brought in more 20 million more last year.
Yes.
Than the men. And there's another ridiculous figure that was bandied about last week on CNN, and they're talking about how the men, so like for travel expenses, every day they get $150.
Yeah.
The men, right?
Mm-hmm.
And the women get $100 a day. So what do men need to buy extra pads or condoms? I don't know. Why do men get 150?
Oppression is expensive, man.
Oppression is expensive.
It's expensive. Patriarchy is expensive, man.
So yeah.
Because there's a wage gap.
There's everything. So, I mean, it's ridiculous.
Yeah, so you have to pick up the tab. So you're paying for the sins of patriarchy, man.
And I mean, for those who listen to this show know that we feel very strongly about this kind of stuff. We think that it's not a matter of quality.
We're feminist allies, not feminists. Because men apparently cannot be feminist.
Really? I don't know.
It's like a male feminist is essentially the same as a white liberal.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Essentially, because you're enjoying your patriarchy, but you know,
you're on Twitter, like, oh my god, yes.
Yeah.
You
know, so, yes. Yes.
Then when they tell you, okay, shed your privilege, then you're like, hey guys.
But guys, hold on.
So yeah, I'm essentially one of those.
Okay, and did you watch the David Beckham documentary though?
Who wants to watch David Beckham documentaries?
I did. I loved it.
What, on mute?
No, I watched it with his voice.
The only reason to watch a David Beckham documentary is to like watch his evolution as a sex god.
As a swag god, yeah.
Sex god, style icon, model husband.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Model father.
Model father who only
Model husband
who
only
cheats
slept well.
With the nanny
yes,
once.
Who cheats well. Exactly. No, he cheats in peace.
Well,
he cheats in peace. Like, if people hadn't found those emails, David Beckham would have been a saint. But also, how do you cheat via email?
It was the early 2000s, so back then there were different rules, you know? People could cheat via email.
Okay, let us move on quickly to some laundromat news.
Laundromat.
Yes. Do like Jesus. Take the wiggle, do like Jesus.
I'd rather not, hey?
Okay, so Leicester City's Jamie Vardy has revealed that Claudio Ranieri has banned him from shooting in training drills. Because you'll shoot black people, he's a racist.
He hates Asians more than black people.
Yeah, he hates Asians.
Yeah.
Man City fans managed to sum up all of modern day football's ills with one depressing photo. We don't care. Oh, yes, Real Madrid yesterday, if you guys didn't catch it, Zinedine Zidane, he basically tore his Spans was celebrating. Actually, he wasn't celebrating. He was angry at a spurned chance by, I think it was Hesse. And he like knelt down and his pants ripped. That's how, that's like Arab anger. Zidane. Yeah, Guardiola did that as well before.
Guardiola ripped his pants.
Yeah, the one time. But Zidane was like, could see his ass and shit, man. You could see his panties. Everything came out yesterday and he had to go and change pants. And then Alberto Moreno proudly shows off a bewildering new gun-toting chimpanzee tattoo. He's a racist in the making. Racist in the making.
In the making. Did you... Let's talk about some basketball, guys.
Oh, Kobe?
Fuck Kobe.
The triple-double machine? You want to talk about the triple-double machine?
Nah, not really.
Give Kobe his credit.
Like, I'm just happy Kobe's gone.
Wow.
Because, you know, no more idiots on the internet jumping in your mentions. No! Kobe! Kobe's the greatest! Kobe's better than Jordan! Kobe has 5 rings! I mean, you don't have to deal with obnoxious, stupid idiots anymore because Kobe's retiring.
Yeah.
By the way... 85% of Kobe fans are Tupac fans. Have you noticed? People who will argue with strangers for hours on end about the merits of Dear Mama as one of the singles of all time, one of the greatest singles of all time, are usually Kobe fans.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, you know, he did all right.
Yeah.
He modeled himself on Jordan. I think the thing about Kobe was more of like a stencil, like a character stencil. Like He looked at Jordan and was like, I'm going to be this guy.
Yeah.
And modeled his entire game around that. But he just didn't have the natural gifts or ability or emotional intelligence to get to where
Jordan is. Jordan or was. Did. Even Jordan
And another amazing thing, Allen Iverson, finally in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, finally. That was last week, eh?
Yeah, finally. This guy.
And did you see Jordan hugging him on the bus?
Bruh.
Yeah.
For short people like us, you know, people who are 6 foot in South Africa at all, but for sure people like us, seeing Iverson made you think you could be an NBA player.
Yeah.
Like that guy would
and
dunk.
He could dunk.
He dunked on 7 footers. One of the bravest, most talented. This guy took a team with people like Eric Snow to the championship final.
Yeah.
A comrade question thought that Spurs and
no
and the Warriors
leave me alone
would play in the NBA.
You've been muted to embarrass me on national radio. Well, in fact, this is global radio. This is intergalactic radio.
Global.
This is intergalactic. Like, in outer space, they can see this. They can hear this.
They can.
Yes, these signals go out. Anyway, what else do we have here? Dnipro keeper Jan Lastuvska scores massive 75-yard goal only to have it immediately disallowed. And then Palermo, the Italian team, have sacked Walter Novellino after 4 games.
Ninth
managerial switch of the season.
Who's the owner again? Zamperini.
Zamperini, isn't this the Watford guys?
No, that's Pozzo.
Well, that's Pozzo. Zamperini owns something in the championship, though.
In the championship?
Yeah, in the championship.
No, that's Pozzo.
Are you sure?
Yes.
Okay.
Pozzo, the one that owns
Palermo is Parma. Is that
Palermo?
Palermo is that the milk guys?
No, that's Parma.
Okay. That's Palmer. Okay.
So rude.
Yeah, Duncan is so rude.
So rude.
Yeah.
Jeez. I just want to beat him up.
I just want to beat him. I want to take him back and beat him with like an Uzi baseball bat.
Yeah.
Yeah. Or like some Uzi boots. Yeah.
You know, every time I walk past an Uzi store, I just think this is where heists are planned.
Anyway.
It's
been nice. It's a wrap. This is it has been the football show. It's been nice talking to you guys and we love you and we're gonna miss Nandi. We're crying right now,
we're
as you guys can hear. We're crying in the stew. It's been the football show. It's been real. We love you.
Be kind to strippers.
All boobs matter. And may the swag be with you.
May be with you all the time. This is CliffCentral.com.